Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yes, Kevin, Melvin Barnes, Melmar Transportation. I received this letter, and it had a reservation code on it. And if they give you guys a call, I just want to follow up on it. Did I call at a bad time?
Not at all, sir. Not at all. What are you looking to do?
Well, I wanted to purchase another piece of equipment and also sort of, I guess, put some money aside for some working capital. And so I'm just checking this out to see what are the qualifications for this business loan?
Well, I mean, it really depends. Now, what type of equipment are you looking to purchase, and how much are you looking to spend?
Okay. I'm looking to purchase a motor coach. I'm in the transportation.
Okay.
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 And I'm looking at something like $40,000 to purchase a coach. And I want to get at least about 60. To have at least about $20,000 in working capital.
Okay. What year is that motor coach?
It is a 2004.
Okay. Do you have any idea roughly how many miles it has on it?
No, the seller didn't say.
Okay.
It looked good, but he didn't say.
No problem. Just kind of curious. And how many coaches do you currently have?
I've got four.
Perfect. And last question, are you looking to purchase private party or is this a dealership? Sounds like it's private party, but I just kind of want to double check.
Okay. Yeah, it's a private party.
Okay. Sounds good, easy enough. As far as qualifications, I have a form that I'll send you. Give me one second here. I'm going to get to the proper page. Do you see there's a 16-digit reservation code on that form. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see it on this paper here. You want it?
Yes, give me one second. I'm trying to get to the proper page here, and then I'll grab that from you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready, sir.
Okay, 2411. Got it.
Yes, sir.
All right, 3201.
Okay.
0029.
Okay.
1145.
Melmar Transportation?
That's us.
All right, perfect. What is the best phone number for you, sir?
Excuse me?
What is the best phone number for me to reach you at?
The best phone number is area code 919-210-1127.
And is that a mobile or is that your company line?
That's the company and the mobile. That's everything.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your email address, sir?
TrendBro100. We spell it T like Tom, R like Robert, I, N like Nancy, B like boy, R like Robert, and then O like obey. So TrendBro, the number 100, at AOL.com.
.com, okay. I'm sorry, what is your first name, sir?
Melvin.
Why do we not have... Okay. All right. Are you in front of the computer now?
No, actually, I just opened up the mail, and I began to just call you. Where are you all located? What zone, time zone?
Pacific. I'm in California.
Yeah, okay. So you're three hours away from us. And
yes, sir.
Okay. But no, I'm not. Do I need to get in front of my computer?
No, I'll give you my number. The reason I ask is because that way I know that you've already received the email I'm sending you. I don't have to worry about whether you're going to get it or not. But if you're not, that's not a big deal. I'll give you my direct phone number and my mobile number. And then, you know, I can follow up with you maybe tomorrow to make sure you received it.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, I've got a pen and paper. I'm ready.
Okay, my name is Kevin.
Got it, Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Last name is Bice, and that's spelled B like boy. I-C-E. And then my direct office line is 858.
Okay.
519.
Mm-hmm.
5050.
Okay. 858.
And then my mobile number. Yes, 858-519-5050. And then my mobile is 949.
Mm-hmm.
533-7329.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's your mobile. Okay, I got it, Karen.
So what I'm sending you right now, I'm sending you two forms to fill out. One will be for the equipment or the vehicle. One will be for the working capital. It's very similar information, but they go to two separate departments here, so I have to send you both forms. And then I will need 6 months of your business bank account statements.
Okay.
And do you have your 2015 tax return completed yet?
No, not 2014. I think I've got 2015. Let me get with my accountant. I think I've got that.
If you don't have 15 completed, just send me 14. Because there's a lot of people that haven't completed 15 yet. That's not a big deal. But in this email, I'm going to have the list of these items anyway, so don't worry about writing that down. I'm just kind of letting you know what's going to be in here.
Got it.
Thank you. came. 6 months. Oh, and then if you have the quote or information on the bus you're looking at, go ahead and send that back, please, as well.
Okay.
So I have just sent that email, so you should be getting that, or it'll be there, you know, whenever you're in front of your computer.
All right, Kevin.
So you said that was a 2004?
Yeah, it's 2004 Renaissance, not the coast, MCI.
2004 Renaissance. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And how much working capital? About 30,000?
Yeah, at least 30 grand in working capital.
Okay. All right. So where do you what's your route? Do you have a certain destination that's extremely popular with your clients, or?
Well, no, we don't actually have certain destinations. We actually are motor coach industries, wherein we service, I guess, the eastern coast, east coast from Florida all the way up to Maine. And we carry people where they want to go, from theme parks to family reunions. Just depends on where they want to go. And we also broker with 5 other companies, Bus Bank, U.S. Coachway, another company called Metropolitan, one called Bus Rates, and we have another company that newly started called Coach Connection. So we bid on trips, and they carry us pretty much all over the United States.
I see. Okay. So for the most part, it's a small group charters, as opposed to having a couple regular routes. Like out here, Southern California, Orange County to Mexico is kind of a popular route, as well as Las Vegas is huge. You know, everybody loves to go to Las Vegas for maybe one day trips or overnight trips.
Yeah.
There's about a five-hour bus ride.
We do like Atlantic City, which is over here in the New Jersey part. And so we have trips going up that way quite a bit. But we don't have what they call a line run that goes on a specific schedule, like every other week or something. We're not there.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. That kind of the goal?
Well, yeah. We want to get to where we've got what we call steady rotational income. And I would call it a stream wherein no matter whether it's rain, snow, sleet, or shine, you know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter about the season, whether it's cold or summer. This is what it does. Almost like a Greyhound bus.
Sure. Okay.
Working our way to that.
Makes sense. Okay. What would you say you're depositing into your checking account on a monthly basis?
I think I probably show about 40 grand going in every month. Between 30 and
40. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what's pay the bills, keep us going. Got some low months, might be 20 to 25. Got high months, might be as much as 60. You know, the average of that.
All righty. Well, Well, you'll have that email when you arrive tomorrow. If for some reason you don't see it, you know, feel free to give me a call, or even if you do see it and you have questions, feel free to give me a call.
All right, I'm going to check it out and see where we'll go from there. I'm very interested. I'm impressed that the letterhead was good, the advertising was good. I get a lot of stuff, and some stuff I just throw it to the side. you know, in the business, a lot of folks want you to do this, do that, and especially if your name is out there on the list for whatever. But this one sort of caught my eye, and I said, no. Just check it out, and let's just see. And so I'll definitely pursue it. And hopefully it's something you guys can do for us, and we may build a relationship that you don't have to really go to anybody else for anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that'd be great. We don't find many banks that want to invest in a small business or want to go there. I see a lot of finance companies, different other audience stuff, but not banks. And we want to get away from ACH daily stuff and get into a monthly payment of what we do.
Well, I'll be upfront with you. As far as the working capital stuff, we still haven't gotten quite to the monthly payment yet. Of course, on equipment, it's a monthly payment because it's collateralized, and you know, equipment we can go out 5, 6, 7 years because of the collateral. We have gotten to the weekly payment though. I know that's not quite a monthly payment, but it's definitely better than a daily payment. Did you have one of those daily payments in the past, or you're just saying that's kind of the offers that you're receiving?
Yeah, we don't want to have to go there. That's the thing about it, is trying to make sure that it fits into our scheme of what we want to do and how we,
of course,
how we manage our money, the budget and stuff. So
without a doubt, that's. I'm sorry, go ahead. Hello, sir?
Yeah, you hear me?
Sorry, I think I lost you there for a second.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh, I hear you now.
So you said, had you had one of those loans in the past?
Oh, yeah, we've had.
One of those daily?
Yeah, and we didn't like it.
Who was that through?
We had one through Era Financing.
New Era?
New Era, definitely. New Era. Didn't like it.
Okay. And how much was that for?
Do
you remember?
About 7,000 or 8,000. It was small.
And is that all paid off now?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Yeah, I mean, we'll be able to give you a much better product than you had with the New Era. I have no doubt in my mind about that one. But the, you know, the equipment side, when was the last equipment loan that you've had?
We've got one that we're doing a lease with. I think the company is called Pacific Leasing.
Financial Pacific?
That's it, Financial Pacific Leasing.
And yeah, I know them really well.
About going into the second year again.
How much do you think? What was the original loan? Do you have any idea what the balance is now?
The original loan we asked them for was $25,000. That's the original loan. I think we kind of less than $1,000 a month. So it's just, I'm quite sure we still, with the interest rate, what they're doing, whatnot, probably all going 30-something. I think they got had it stretched out for 3.5 years, I think. And that's why they made the payment so long.
I see. Okay. So what do you think you still owe them?
My best guess, probably, because everything probably went into interest. We done paid them right at about, I'm just guessing, $15,000. But I still feel like we probably owe them $24,000.
Okay.
That's me speaking. I don't know. I could find out what a payoff is.
No big. They're one of our partners, actually. So I'll be reaching out to them anyway, just to kind of get an idea of what you owe. And we may even end up working with them on this one for you. I don't know who you used to get to Financial Pacific, but it was probably a broker. We're not a broker, so you are going to find that our money is much cheaper than what you had with whoever. Do you remember who your broker was?
I think it was a guy named Ryan from Business Funding. Somebody that referred us to them because
right.
they themselves is the lending company, I guess they call it. So I don't have to have a contact person within. Now I know they told me say anytime I needed anything. There was a certain person there that could help me if I wanted something. And we checked with them about May. And the lady said we didn't qualify, said we need have been paid by about 18 months or better. And so I said, okay. Well, we've been paying on time and never skipped a beat. So this past week, we actually got an email from LeaseQ. I don't know if you ever heard of them before. And
no.
You guys qualified for $25,000 because of your history. And I'm saying, I don't remember getting anything from LeaseQ. I don't know that. So,
you know what they're probably doing? What happens is, I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish your story, and then I'll explain.
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I was through. I was saying that's what somebody from LeaseQ sent an email.
Oh, okay. No, what I was going to tell you is a lot of times what these people do is these brokers, you know, when you finance, especially with vehicles, when you finance a vehicle or a piece of equipment, the lien that's placed on that collateral until you pay it off is public record.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll go in and they'll look on, you know, look under what's called a UCC filing, and they'll be able to get an idea of who's been financing equipment based on certain banks or lease brokers placing liens on specific pieces of equipment in their name. And then they'll reach out to you because they know that you're a company that actually uses loan products to obtain equipment or working capital. And they'll reach out to you as if, you know, they've worked with you before, and they'll kind of try to trick you a little bit.
I got you. That makes sense now. I see it even more plainly now.
So that's, you know, just to kind of, again, give you a little background as to how that all works. I've been doing this for about 16 years, so I've kind of seen it all. You know, I get it all. I have a pretty good idea of what you're looking for. You know, and what our best product is and kind of what the best product out there is for you.
So now let me ask you this. You send, I fill out the applications and all. Sound like they're going to different departments and whatnot. When they make up the decision on what this, that, and that, does it come as a one unit, or is it like two separate events, something different for, like you were saying, for the working capital? There may be one thing for the actual unit that we may be purchasing. It'll be another thing. It might come from the same company. Different terms, I guess. Correct?
Yeah, so basically, you'll deal with myself here on out. What will happen is, once you send me that information, I'll separate the information that I need for the equipment loan from the equipment that I need for the working capital. I'm going to submit for the working cap. I'm sorry, I'm going to submit for the equipment loan first, because they typically are a little bit more sensitive to inquiries on your credit. So I want to make sure we get you the equipment loan first, get you the best program on that first, and then I'll go ahead and I'll submit for the working capital approval after that. And then what I'll do is, once I have the approvals, I'll present you with the terms. And yes, they'll be set up separately. You'll have one payment monthly for your coach, and then you'll have a weekly payment for the working capital, and they'll be separate. The working capital comes out automatically, and it's your choice with the equipment, whether you want to write a check every month or whether you want that to come out automatically.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Now, we are with Dun and Bradstreet, and we also, I always check my credit through ScoreSense. Now, I always ask this question. How many times would people go in and hit my credit inquiry? Because that brings the score.
We use a soft pull just for that reason. I mean, the last thing we want to do is our client's credit score to drop. So we make sure that that doesn't happen.
All right, I thought I asked. Some of them, they send you all over, and you get hit. Try to figure out where is this coming from.
Exactly.
You notice that you were at a 680, and then next thing you know, you're at a 650, and you're trying to figure out what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crummy. You know, in my opinion, it's a crummy way to do business. But, you know, again, those are brokers. Some of them care about you, and they will do the right thing, and they'll, as a broker, they'll kind of submit to one lender at a time, trying to get you the best option first. Others will take your application and do what we call shotgunning, and they'll send your application to 10 different lenders at the same time, and then they'll decide after the fact which one they want to offer you. And again, those are brokers that don't really care. They're not looking for long-term business. They're not looking out for your company. They're just looking out for their own pocketbook. And those are people you don't want to deal with anyways, for many different reasons. So when you get in tomorrow, or when you get in front of the computer tonight, you know, whenever you happen to get in front of the computer, take a look and let me know if anything that I've sent you, if you have any questions about it. Otherwise, you could put that information together and just start sending it back over.
All right. When I get there and look at things and see what this package looks like, then maybe start the process and just see where it goes. and I'll stay in touch.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Kevin. Thank you again, bud. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. I appreciate your time and your explanation and information on your business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like I said, it was actually the mail that drew me. I looked at it. And so that's why I made the phone call to see how legit it was. And this bank of Cardiff, is this a legitimate bank or this is just a name?
No. I mean, we're a commercial bank, so we're a non-depository bank. We don't write any mortgage. We don't hold checking account. We don't write any mortgages whatsoever. We only provide essentially business banking and business loans.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. You answered all my questions.
All righty, sir. Well, you have a great evening. And I'll look forward to speaking with you in the future.
All right, friend. Thank you again. Okay.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.